No, it ain't a giant. It wouldn't be a. It wouldn't be. No, it wouldn't be a flying horse, cause it have to be up on a post. I don't forgot what you call that, huh?
Did you ever hear of a javelin board?
Yes. That's what you get up and jump.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
People would call that a
jogging.
Uh huh. How would you build one of those?
Well, you build it kind of like these old stilts, but instead of being high, you'd fix it low, down like. You'd block up a wood about like this, and you have to have something to go underneath there that it can come up, and you hold with your hand, and you go jogging all like that.
It's something you'd walk on?
That's right.
And you take a long rope and tie that to a tree limb, put a seat on it, and make a
swing.
And something people would carry coal in, they'd call a
scuttle.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
A stove pipe.
And the stove pipe fits into the
chimney.
And say if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy, you'd have something with a little wheel in front to handle?
It's called a truck.
Or how many? Just something with one wheel. And
oh, with the one wheel and a hand wheelbar.
Okay. And the thing people drive nowadays, you call a
car.
Any other names for car?
Automobile.
And if something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
oil it.
Or
lubricate it.
Or put that hard stuff on it, you'd say you had
to. Wax, wagon wax, axle, well, no, grease.
Okay.
Grease.
You said you had to
grease that
axle
part to stop the squeaking.
Uh-huh. And you said yesterday if he did that yesterday, he what the axle? Yesterday he.
Today?
Yeah, well, if he did that, you'd say yesterday he.
He agrees that.
And if grease got all over your hands, you say your hands were all
dirty.
Or were all
greasy.
And something that inside the tire of the car, you'd have the inner
tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to
launch out.
What different kinds of boats did people used to have?
Motor boats, sail boats, and row boats. That's all I can.
Any other name for rowboats?
Not as I know of.
Do you ever hear P-Row or bathtub?
P-Row.
Mm-hmm.
And a bathtub.
A bathtub.
That's the name of a boat too?
Uh-huh.
No, I never heard of that. P-Row or bathtub.
And something that people used to burn in lamps?
Oil.
Any other name? Any, what kind of oil?
Coal oil.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Coal oil. That's the name we used to use.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some coal oil?
Yeah, called touch.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Did you ever hear it called a flambeau?
The flambeau.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What was that like?
That's one of those made lamps, too.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Was that a very common name for it? What is
it? God. What? Yeah, that's about the best they could get for it. Make that with rag and down the bottle and put your oil and stuff and then light it. It'd be tight to the neck that it won't burn too fast.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And they'd call that a
the flambeau torch.
Which was, did people,
what is it?
Most of the people, did they call it a flambeau or did they call it a torch?
Torch.
Uh-huh.
That was a little torch. Yeah.